Buddy.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can because the headphones were off over here. This is Daniela, and you are...
Oh, sorry. The delay.
This is Daniela, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you are at listening to none other than...
The co-host, Ben. I am coming to you live from Studio Fairmount. We're just having a good evening, you know? It's relaxing. We're in the home stretch here. Stories. Maybe we'll ask for some audience input, you know? Whatever.
Yeah. Good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, so we've got Ben at Studio Fairmount and Daniela here at the studio with that pronunciation. Yeah, and we're going to be playing some good music for you all. So stick around.
Music too, so.
So stick around. All right. And yeah, you are listening to Kevin by Oliver Malcolm. And our next song on deck is...
Is it for me?
Why don't you send it to... Or yeah, let me know.
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Okay, perfect.
Cool.
All right, and like I said, we got a really good story for you all tonight. We got a very, very interesting, riveting story that you all are going to want to stick around and hear. Something that's straight out of a movie. Ben's going to share it with us really soon.
Don't mess it up too much.
It's pretty good. I don't know. Anyways, here we go to this song right now.
I don't want to wait in line to spend $20 just to have a good time. I don't want to fake it no more. I'd rather be in sweats on my living room floor. Take my makeup off, hang up my dress and kick off my heels and turn on Netflix. I don't care.
wanna say it. Let's go.
We are back.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. So what you just heard, I love that song.
Was a favorite of Daniela and mine.
Mm-hmm. That it was. Ben played some song called Avocado Toast, which was
kind of a mess. There's a different song that I meant to play instead of that one, but it didn't make it in.
That's tough. That's really tough.
That's the wrong one.
That's okay. Here, Ben, do you mind speaking for a second? Try again.
Can you hear me now? I feel like there's some Wi-Fi issue, right?
I think there is some Wi-Fi issues. Maybe...
How about that?
I think that is...
Is anything
way
working?
Better. I think that's
cool.
Way better.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Just wanted to make sure that everyone else can hear you. I just didn't have my volume up on the iPad. Anyways, so, then Avocado Toast, that was a
swing and a miss. Yeah, for sure. Not good.
That's okay. But if you're interested and you liked it, Emily Zach, that's your person. Then we got the song.
The song.
Let's Go by Matt and Kim, which is just absolutely an amazing song.
A banger. Among bangers.
It's one of those things where you want to roll the top down or stick your head out of the car and just like, sing it.
I stuck my head on my window here on Studio Fairmount, so did that. You know, you can look vicariously through that memory I only have, you know?
That's just so weird, just sticking right out of your window. I don't know.
No, but I get, you know, the feeling. It's the feeling of the song.
Yeah. Anyways, Well, at half of the hour, 9:30 is when we will be debuting our story.
The one notable thing that happened to either of us in the last
literally nothing new has happened. We have just been
this is a big deal in a lot of ways.
It kind of is. The thing is, it's just so funny. Like, how could something like this happen? This is a Disney Channel comedy.
It felt like that. It was a lot sadder when I realized the actual effects, but it was good. It was still good.
Yeah, I can't even tell how many of you guys are listening right now. That's okay. You know what you could do, though? You could call us.
You could call us.
At 855-915-9636.
What's that for the people in the back who couldn't hear you?
855-915-9636, okay? Call us. Talk to us.
Tell us a thing or two. What wisdom do you have?
Or tell us what number you are in listeners. Are you?
What?
I am 7 out of 10 listeners.
There's no way we have 10.
That's true.
No one's called us in at 855-915-WMFO.
Yeah, it's okay, though. It's okay. I got a song.
Yeah, take it away. Very much. Show them what it is.
All right, yeah. Here we go. Phoenix. And I gotta remember what ox. There we go. I am this ox. Okay, enjoy.
They say an end can be a start. Feels like a barbarian, it's still alive. It's like a bad day that never ends. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there are things in my life I can't control. They say love is nothing but a sore. I don't even know what love is. Too many tears I've had to fall. Don't you know I'm so tired of it all? I have no terror, these are spells. Finding out the secret words won't tell. Whatever it is, it can be named. There's a part of my world that's fading away. You know I don't want to be clever, to be losing my balance on the tightrope. Tell me please, tell me please, tell me please, tell me please. Took my place, I ain't even playing my own game. The rules have changed, well I didn't know. There are things in my life I can't control. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there's a part of my life that would go away. Dark is the night, cold is the ground, and the sickle is solid to my heart. There's one that strives for hell to come. I am sure I come through, I don't know how. They say a man can be a star, it feels like a barbarian still out. I'm losing my balance on the tightrope. Tell me please, tell me please, tell me please, tell me please. If I ever feel better, remind me to spend some good time with you. You can give me your number. When it's all over, I'll let you know. If I ever feel better, remind me to spend some good time with you.
Yep. Until my neck is sore. 100 times in the first day that I said it out loud. Probably 1,000 times in the first week, cause I'm just so dang proud. I found someone who knows the solid ground in a shaky world. You'll say, wow, go give that queen a crown, and I'll say, that's my girl. Steady. Even when life is messy, even when I'm not ready. Steady. When all the world is heavy, I know my girl is steady. Steady. Even when life is messy, even when I'm not ready. Steady. When all the world is heavy, I know my girl is steady. Got up my carriage and I asked you to go steady with me. Fast forward now, it's been a year, my goodness, time moves quickly. Even when weeks went by, when we were stuck in different cities, you showed me time and time again that loving you ain't risky. You gotta be the prettiest girl on earth, but you only flirt with me. You would probably make gold question its worth, but you never hurt nobody. You show me just how this grace thing works, even through the dirt you've seen. Dang, I love my steady introverted favorite human being. Her love is strong like a current, but I still held on to my burdens. I felt like I wanna earn it, but I had to go and relearn it. My girl, she got good discernment, said love ain't about stacking up sermons. This fire ain't built by my working, it's already there and it's burning. This is too good to be true, being with you is the best thing. Got me feeling like I'm new, it's just the greatest blessing. You help me see that Jesus ain't about earning or impressing. How sweet it is to know I'm loved and there's no second guessing.
And we're back.
And we are. Hello, everyone. So, I was given this. I was on the phone with Daniela before we got in the studio today, and I was telling her about the wild thing that happened to me. And I use wild correctly, in my opinion, because this story truly was kind of wild. So, I'm gonna bring you through it, and I want you to call in and tell me if you have a story that this reminded you of, and I want to hear about it. So I'm going to go ahead and tell my story, and I'm hoping to hear from some of you.
Tell your story, Ben.
All right.
Please tell your story.
So here I am, earlier today. I was just enjoying the sun, my youthful innocence, and I'm walking out to, and I went to Wegmans because I needed groceries that had been about 3 weeks.
The sun was not out.
The sun was out earlier today.
Okay.
And I go to Wegmans, and I buy like many weeks worth of groceries because I hadn't been in 3 weeks and I knew I wasn't gonna have time for the next 3 weeks, so I needed to like load up, like survivalist stuff. So I go to Wegmans, I buy all these things, and I'm coming home, and I pull up to my house, which is already in the middle of a infestation, not like in my house specifically, but in both my neighbors' houses. One of them has a hubcap pile. There are lots of rats that live there. The other one is the boys' tennis house. So enough said, full stop. And I am pulling up to my house, and my headlights shine off the glimmering fur of some wild woods creature.
Some creature.
And it scurries off down the end of my driveway, and I was like, okay, that was weird. I don't know what that was, but it's gone now. So I pull my car in, and I put it in park. I get out, and I open to the trunk of my car, and I take about half my groceries, and I run up to the kitchen, drop them off, and run back down. That was probably a 30-second period of time. In that, when I come back down to my car, trunk agape, I see
none other.
This raccoon in, like standing like a person in the trunk of my car, grabbing at the bags, and it, like, sees me, looks at me, grabs the bag it was like interacting with, and starts running off down the end of my driveway with this bag in its teeth. And I have no idea what it took, and I don't know what like came over me, but I started trying to like make myself big, like I was fighting like a bear, and like screaming at it. I don't know what I was gonna do, because if it dropped the food, I don't think I want to eat that. It has all the rabies on it. So I waited. So I'm just like chasing it like halfway down my driveway, feeling like weird, because there's a lot of like random people on my street who could like hear and see some of this going down.
Just this man cursing at this raccoon, like, yelling, hey,
get off, like get off the street, like give me my stuff, like I don't even know, screaming at this raccoon. And eventually I'm like, wait, maybe this was a decoy. So it was distracting me while other raccoons stole the rest of my groceries. So I quickly turn around and I go back to my car. Luckily, that was not true. I carry the rest and I go up and talk to my housemate. He's like, what was that? And I was like, a raccoon stole my groceries. And I like finish unloading everything. And then I come back down and I was like, I can't go to the radio show yet. I need to know what this guy stole. So I like look in my fridge. I'm like, okay, I have some ideas. I don't know yet, but I have some ideas. And then it dawns on me that I didn't put the rotisserie chicken, this thing I was the most excited about, into the fridge, because the raccoon stole it. He stole a full rotisserie chicken from Wegmans. It's like the large bird, you know? And I'm like, and I wanted to confirm. So I walked to the end of my driveway before like the show, and I'm like turning on my car headlights, like I'm unlocking the car so the headlights go on, so I feel like protected. And I walk to the end of the driveway and I don't see anything. So I turn on my phone flashlight and you know those horror movies where the shot is from like the side?
Yeah.
And like you like like the protagonist like walks out into like the basement or something, mm-hmm. and you can like kind of hear the noise of the monster eating. It was like that. So I hear like.
No, the ASMR like,
mouth noises, you know? I hear those. And I can't see a thing. So I'm worried this raccoon's going to, like, drop on me. I'm worried this raccoon's going to... I don't even know. I don't know what raccoons can do. Maybe fly. And freaking out. So I turn on my phone flashlight, and I see these like two beady eyes staring back at me, and like this carcass of, of this rotisserie chicken.
Oh my god!
He like stops, looks at me, and we're like this mutual understanding that I'm just gonna back away.
Just leave him alone.
And I'm not gonna engage. And I'm not gonna call my landlord. Do you think
that when you get back, or like when you go downstairs, I'm curious.
Am I gonna go back there? Is the question?
No, my question is like after we're done with our radio show, can you like quickly go down, like see outside?
And I can find out. I can check.
Oh my gosh. Imagine, and do you think the carcass would be left there?
Yeah, I don't think they can eat bones, right? What can raccoons? I don't know what raccoons can eat.
I don't know what they eat. I think they could eat anything at this point.
I just don't think that their natural food is ever a rotisserie chicken. Yeah,
no, I don't think so either.
Like, what kind of evolutionary mess would it be that you can eat a chicken for Wegmans? I don't know. I just created Thanksgiving for this thing, and I haven't even gotten a thank you card.
No, and you won't. I won't,
because raccoons are rude. Raccoons are impolite dinner guests.
That they are. Well, like I said, maybe we can have Ben go check outside to see if he sees anything. But other than that, we got a song queued up for you all.
We sure do.
Thank you for that wonderful story. Again, Disney Channel sitcom, very much so, style type of story. I was in disbelief. This man Foley, I kept trying to call him and like get him on to the show so we could, you know, get him plugged in and ready. And he was just like, I give me some time. And I'm like, what? And then there he was battling out with a raccoon. Anyways, and here we go for our next song. Call in if you've got a story like that or you want to know more details. 855 from the man himself who battled raccoon and maybe somewhat won.
Possibly lived to tell the tale. We just don't know yet.
Lived to tell the tale, but also kind of lost. But anyways, that's okay. 855-915-9636. Give us a call. And with that, we have a song for you all.
Up and down the floor, my hat is an animal, and once there was an animal, it had a son that mowed the lawn. The son was an okay guy, they had a pet dragonfly. The dragonfly ran away, but it came back with a story to say. Was colored black by those killing machines.
I love everybody because I love you. When you stood up, walked away barefoot, and the grass where you lay left a bed in your shape, I looked over it and I ached. I love everybody because I love you. I don't need the city and I don't need proof. All I need, darling, is a life in your shape. I picture it soft and I ache. Look at you, strawberry blonde. Trying to hold the wind. You tell me you love her, I give you a grin. Oh, all I ever wanted was a life in your shape. So I follow the white lines, follow the white lines. Keep my eyes on the road as I ache. Look at you, strawberry blonde. Fields rolling on, I love it when you call my name. Can you hear the bumblebee swarm watching your arm? I love it when you look my way. Look at you, strawberry blonde. I love everybody because I love you. When you stood up, walked away barefoot, and the grass where you lay left a bed in your shape, I looked over it and I ached. I love everybody because I love you. I don't need the city and I don't need proof. All I need, darling, is a life in your shape. I picture it soft and I ache. Look at you, strawberry blonde. Out the car window, trying to hold the wind. You tell me you love her, I give you a grin. Oh, all I ever wanted was a life in your shape. So I follow the white lines, follow the white lines. Keep my eyes on the road as I ache. Look at you, strawberry blonde. Fields rolling on, I love it when you call my name. Can you hear the bumblebee swarm watching your arm? I love it when you look my way. Look at you, strawberry blonde. Fields rolling on, I love it when you call my name. Can you hear the bumblebee swarm watching your arm? I love it when you look my way.
Look at you, strawberry blonde. Fields rolling on, I love it when you call my name. Can you hear the bumblebee swarm watching your arm? I love it when you look my way.
Inside.
Hey, we have a caller. Caller, can you hear me and can you speak?
Hi, yeah, we hear you.
Oh my goodness, awesome, great. Caller, would you like to introduce yourself to the airwaves?
Sure. My name is Amy, and I also have my housemate here. Hi, my name is Krista.
Hello, Amy and Krista. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Sorry, I'm pretty bad with the phones, if you could not tell.
The phones are very hard.
You're doing great.
Awesome, awesome. So do you guys have any wildlife stories that can, like, meet up or have any reactions to Ben's story?
We do have one wildlife story. I don't know how wild it is. But
that's okay.
About a month ago, I was laying in bed. It was maybe around 11:45, and I was facing the wall. I wasn't facing my door, and I feel a thump on my bed. And I thought I was alone, so it was crazy. And I look, and it's a cat. And we don't have a cat. So I get up immediately. And I scream, Amy, there's a cat in our house. And it turns out, Amy, would you like to explain where the cat came from?
Sure. It turns out that this is a cat that lives on the corner of our street. And her name is Maisie. And on her tag, I think you might be familiar with her, Daniela.
Yeah, very familiar.
She's quite the sweetheart, but she gave us a big scare. And actually on her tag, we were so confused. We were like, where did this cat come from? Is it a stray? Whose cat is it? And her tag actually says indoor/outdoor on it. So people know that when she sneaks into their homes, not to be freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. We love Maisie. I'm allergic to cats, sadly, so, but my housemates, when I'm not there, like to sneak her in, and, like, keep her as a pet sometimes for, like, a few hours, but she's really sweet.
I'm not even convinced that this cat actually has a real owner. I just think it travels around to different college students' apartments.
I mean, you're right. I mean, I think she does do that, but that is so funny and so crazy. I wonder how long she was in there.
Not long at all.
Okay.
Her housemate had just gotten back and left the door open.
She's
a frequent visitor.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
sweet.
She jumps in through the window.
Yeah, she does. She does jump through windows. That, I will say, agree. She did that the other day. Our window was literally crack open. I kept seeing her try. I was like, she's not going to be able to get in. And then before I know it, I'm in the kitchen and she's just like, hi. And I'm like, oh, you're in here. Okay. Don't go upstairs because you'll get lost in my roommate's messy room. But anyways, thank you so much for calling in and giving me practice how to do this. I appreciate you sharing a lovely story about Maisie.
Do you have any song requests while you're here?
Yes.
No, I can't think of any. You can't just spring that on us.
Sorry, that was very impromptu.
We'll find something. We'll find something you'll like then.
I believe in you. Something by Quinn 92.
Awesome. We can do that.
We can definitely do that.
Also, I only ever know him as Quinn XCII.
Yeah, 92 is so formal.
No, good for you for knowing the Roman numerals. I've never learned them. But anyway.
That's the only one I know.
Fair. Okay, thank you so much, Amy and Krista. Appreciate it. Hope you all have a good night.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Anytime.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was great. Thanks to them for calling us, and thanks to me for figuring it out.
You killed it.
Thank you.
You did great.
And yeah, so I guess I'll do a song from Quinn 92. Wow, little did I know that was a Roman numeral. Wow, let me just type in. You've been listening to a mix of Monsters and Men, Glass Animals, Monsters and Men, Mitski, and Phoebe Bridgers. Yeah, Sad Girl Hour on the precipice of Sad Girl Hour. I guess we ended up that way. It was just what was playing on my...
feels right, though.
I was playing on my playlist when I was nervously trying to answer the phones. So there's a little touch into who I am. Yeah, so here we go. We got a Quinn 92 song for our lovely friends. Here we go.
She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straight jacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone. Loose cannon with the temper so absurd, hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with the name I'd never heard, but they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone. Something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone.
Really wanna play some tennis, but your heart it disagrees. And now you're looking at a guy called Dennis. Man, I swear he's 43. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't jealous. Man, that really got to me. Deflated like a lilo. I'm in the pool and now it's my go. I'm getting colder when I'm older and I fall apart. Well, I've got something I really wanna confess. Seeing your matte red velvet lips in that dress. I never wanted to be anywhere else. But that was years ago, you don't see yourself. Sitting in a parking lot in Venice. And then you drop down to your knees. Well, I just really wanna play some tennis. But your heart, it disagrees. And now you're looking at a guy called Dennis. Man, I swear he's 43. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't jealous. Man, that really got to me. Sitting in a parking lot in Venice. And then you drop down to your knees. Well, I just really wanna play some tennis. But your heart, it disagrees. And now you're looking at a guy called Dennis. Man, I swear he's 43. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't jealous. Man, that really got to me.
Right, and we are back. So thank you all for listening tonight and joining us. That was good stuff. Good fun. Good
great
fun.
To, great to hear from all of you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We look forward to seeing you again next week.
Exactly. And with that, this is Daniela, and
this is Ben live from Studio Fairmount.
Yes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford
Tufts
Freeform Radio.
And we're out.
And we are going to be out really, really soon.
So